Hello. Man, Twitter Spaces changed their UI or something. It doesn't pop up with the thing where you can tweet your space and customize the tweet. It just posts the space, and then I'm like, "Oh, do I quote retweet? Do I reply to myself?" What? It used to be that it asks you if you want to share your space via a tweet, and then you can like actually write the tweet. And now it just like your space started. And I'm like, wait, I haven't posted the chat room. Yeah. Hello. I'm recording this space this time. But the recorded spaces only stay on Twitter for like 2 weeks anyway. I know, right? It's like, well, yeah, it just like start space and then it starts immediately. It's like live. I mean, at least it lets me enter like muted, but like it's live. Like right away. Hey. For last night's poll, who voted for what? Who voted for 12 hours and who voted for 8 hours? And why? Tell me your rationale behind the answer. Listening to Lou at 12 a.m. is something? Yeah. Oh, it's like 1 a.m. here. Yeah. So. Express live. I voted 10 hours. Wow, look at you, so unique. How is the shower? Good, very hot. I also brush my teeth. I can't take more than that. I won't be there anyway. I don't want you to be tired. I see. 12 because more the better. Okay. Interesting. Happy hour to extend. The problem, with 8 hours is that Lord of the Rings is 3 hours long. Lord of the Rings is 3 hours long, you guys. Lord of the Rings 1. Couldn't they have made that movie shorter? Why did it have to be 3 hours long? All of our sakes, we also don't want you to be stressed. I see. I see. I understand. I considered that. Really? Lord of the Rings, but do it 2x speed. We need cushion time for Lua tangents. Keep Lord of the Rings for the weekend and blast through all three. So we should only do Ghost in the Shell, you mean? We just do Ghost in the Shell. I don't know if I want to blast through all three at once. If it's shorter, then people will complain about it being too short. You mean Lord of the Rings? Will they though? I don't know, man. I saw okay. The movie that I saw in the theaters that I felt was the longest movie ever. Let me check how long it is. Let me just check. I thought this was, man. Oh God, this movie wasn't even that long. Okay, the movie that I like felt was like the longest movie I've ever had to sit through is the movie Cloud Atlas. Have you guys seen Cloud Atlas? For Cloud Atlas, I checked like my phone and I was like only an hour has passed. I watched that movie and I was like, what? This movie is 3 hours long and we only 1 hour has passed. We're not even halfway. And I was like, no, when I was in the movie. That movie felt so long. I was like, I'm ready for this movie to be done after 1 hour. But then we still had 2 hours to go. Oh my God. I haven't seen that. I don't know. It was like a good movie. It had like good plot twists, but I felt like it felt so long when I was in there. Man, those are some of his movies. It has a very dark twist, let's just say.
Always down for another, really. Man. Hello. It must have been a really boring movie. I think it picks up like towards the middle because it starts making sense, but it's one of those movies that starts really confusing. You're like, what the heck is happening? Because it's like one of those like interdimensional sort of time travel or like same person existing in different dimensions kind of story. And it gets better like later on once you start understanding what's going on. But then like at the first hour you're like, wow, this drags. So I don't know, it was really worth it. I feel like maybe they could have sped it up a little bit. Yeah, it's one of those movies that I felt like, and maybe the book is kind of artsy. I don't know. It felt like they were trying to be kind of artsy, but it just came out really weird. They had this one section of the movie where it's supposed to be in like Neo Korea or something, or is it Neo Tokyo? It's like future, I think it's Korea. It's like future Korea. So it feels really high tech. Or like whatever. But because like the story is about like people being the same person no matter what dimension you are in and no matter what time period you are in and no matter where you are from, but these people keep like reincarnating into the same people over time. That's kind of like the premise of the movie. So like they hired all these different actors to play these characters, but like no matter what ethnicity you were, as the actor, you had to play characters of different ethnicities in the movie, and it just starts to get really odd, because then you'd have these like Chinese actors playing white people, and then you'd have these white actors playing like East Asian characters throughout the movie. Because I mean, I understand why that had to happen in the movie, because they're supposed to play like it's supposed to be like the same person on the inside, but then like. But then you're reincarnated into different places. But it was just really funny to like see like, oh, you have this like it's supposed to be like I don't know, Victorian England or something, but you have all these different people who are like obviously not Victorian English in that space, and vice versa for like Neo like Korea's place as well. Like you had Tom Hanks or whoever. Was it Tom Hanks? Yeah, like Tom Hanks with the eye tape. Oh my god. Yeah, multiple isekai with like, yeah. It's like, wow, they really went for that. They really went for that, huh? But I mean, but the premise is really interesting though. But it's the kind of thing that I felt like would be better executed as like an anime or something rather than with like real actors. You know what I mean? This would have been way better executed if everybody was an anime character. Why does that kind of remind me of The Fountain? I have not seen The Fountain, but maybe it's a similar plot. I'm gonna give this movie a watch. Yeah, it's a long one. I'd say it had a really good plot to it. Actually, I was kind of disturbed by it for a couple weeks after the movie. I kept thinking about that plot twist. If you've seen it, maybe you know. Yeah, but I kept like thinking about that plot twist for like a couple weeks after the movie. I don't know. It kind of traumatized me a little bit, actually. I don't really like being like surprised, I think. And I don't really like I don't know, the shock value a little bit. And also like it's like dark and a little bit disturbing. And I was just like I was actually disturbed by the that plot twist for like a couple weeks after I finished watching the movie. Animated like Spider-Verse would be awesome. Oh, I actually haven't seen the Spider-Verse movie. Yeah, real actors aren't emo enough. Yeah. I think they aren't flexible enough is like the word. Yeah, 'cause the premise is supposed to be so like inside you are the same person. But I feel like out, but to in order to represent that, they had to keep the same actor for this character throughout the movie. But it doesn't really work because like I feel like technically maybe your appearance should change, right? But it doesn't because to represent
this idea, they had to have the same same actor play the same character. Yeah. I should watch it, the Spider-Verse movie. I've heard a lot of good things about it. Maybe I should watch it. I'm not very good at like watching stuff. I don't know. Like, I'm not very good at sitting down and watching stuff. I don't really have the habit of like, I'm gonna watch this show while I'm like, I don't really do that. So, Tobey Maguire turning into a bully. I like movies that bring up disturbing thought matter. Maybe you'll like Cloud Atlas. I think it's an interesting concept. It was just executed. I don't know if I love the way it was executed. I thought it was good, though. I still thought it was good. Yeah. My regular pastime? This is my regular pastime, you guys. Passing time right now. Actually, I just spent like 3 hours on Genshin. I finished the Archon quest. Thank God. That took so long, man. But that was really good. It's just that the whole story took a while because of how many times you had to repeat the whole thing to understand what was going on. And then I got Kale from the event as well. And I unlocked all the Statues of Seven in Sumeru. So very, very nice. Executed oddly, as in it's like a movie, like a live action movie was not really the best way to execute it, in my opinion. I finished the Archon quest, yes. I finished all the Archon quests and I got Kale. I didn't finish the Kale quest. I just played far enough to get Kale and I stopped. Yeah. I haven't even unlocked Sumeru. It's long. Man, but then I saw I didn't actually watch the live stream for Genshin today. The Genshin 3.1 live stream was today, but I saw the teasers, and also I entered the codes. Guys, if you forgot, you should go grab those codes and enter them for your 300 primos. But anyway, was it 300 or is it 150? But anyway, I saw the teasers for 3.1, and I was like, is that Scaramouche? No, I need to play the Archon quest next time. They announced the anime. Oh my god, I have to see it. I have not watched it. Okay. I'm gonna go look at it later. The numbers, Janaiwa. The videos. What is that? The numbers. I have to go look at the videos. 300 primos. Yes. Collabing a UFO table. Naruhodo. I see what you're saying now. I was doing side quests for the next boss. Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. UFO table's gonna make it. Oh, okay. The animation quality is as expected. What does that mean? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Yeah. It's gonna be a good anime if it's with UFO, really. I see. What other things have they made in recent times? Yeah. It's a good thing. Okay. I've been slacking on Genshin. I think I'm up to like 2.7. Wow. But are you a completionist? I don't know. I've just been doing what's been necessary, really. They make the best looking anime. Ooh. Wasn't that redressed in the game? What is? Demon Slayer? Okay. The landscape from the trailer is gorgeous. Oh, I can't wait. Wow. I'm currently playing Apex, so can you tell me hit my shot so I can play better? Hit your shots! Don't miss! Just kill enemies. Just kill them. Why can't you just hit them? Headshots! Stop missing. Just don't miss. Just win. Easy. Demon Slayer Fate. Okay. I see. I just farm artifacts and then walk off. I see. Yeah. I used to do more farming. Because I used to do, like, exclusively Genshin content. like, prior to prior to debuting. So then I would just play every day. So it was really, really easy to keep up. But it's actually impossible to keep up with this game if you don't just play every day. You don't just spend 3 hours playing every day, which is what I did. Crack open a bottle of plain soju. Plain soju. Do you like plain soju? I don't know if I like it or not. I've never had it. I haven't seen a single dendro damage bonus artifact. Oh my god, are you working on that right now? That's mad. Is it real or is it fake? Do they have dendro damage bonus artifacts? I'm currently not playing Apex, so can you tell me to keep not playing Apex? Don't play Apex! You're doing a great job not playing Apex. Good job. It's so hard for me to even log in. Yeah. I don't think I would have like played for so long if like I wasn't like logging in every day to make Genshin content. I'll find out now. I normally drink the fresh soju. Okay. Let me know how that goes. So now for me, it's like impossible to keep up because like I'm not playing every day anymore. Yeah. Can't really join Kawaii and be a Genshin streamer, right? No, it's a good thing though. I think being here has allowed me to really do a lot of different things, so I really like that. I love how Lua sounds on here, like a different. Really? Is it because of my phone mic? Is it because of my phone mic? Cola, let me see if I can mod you. I did. I did it. Okay. Not related to Apex. Could you say? Bam! That's a bet. That's a time out. Time out for Cold Senpai. Hey. It sounds somewhat different, really. Please block me. A lower tone, really? Oh my god. a phone? A phone? Ara. I'm also lying down, though. I'm also speaking while lying down and like bending my neck over to like look at the phone. Okay, fine. Fine. I'll stop being nasally by sitting up. I'm like not. I'm kind of like lying down and lifting just my head. It's very bad posture, y'all. Okay, you ready? You ready? Oh wait, oh no. Okay, wait. Original soju is like slightly more alcohol savory tasting version of fresh soju. Wait, what is fresh soju? What is the difference between original soju? Aren't they the same thing? They're different? Eh? I'm assumed a stance in bed. Yeah, I'm like kind of lying down and looking up, so more nasally than usual, probably. Hey, this is the real lay in bed with Lua experience. I'm providing the real Twitter space, bed space experience style. Ara with matching chuckle. Is there not fresh soju? Fresh is lighter and tastes more like water. Is the water tasting one better? I don't know. Yeah. But they're both non-flavored soju, right? Triangles dance like with my butt clenched? A butt clenched ara ara? Oh my god. Like I assume my singing stance and then I like belt ara ara as loudly as I possibly can. What is that dumb suggestion? Who said that?
Fresh soju tastes cleaner. I see. Non-flavor. All the flavors soju use fresh soju as base. Ah, so you got to. Oh, so fresh soju must be kind of water-like. That sounds nice. But I still like the flavors for research. Oh my god, it'd be too loud. Ah, I don't know. That. Oh my god, that's so cursed, you guys. What the heck? Dang. We've cultivated some people with weird tastes. I don't see how chat reflects the streamer. After all, I'm totally not as weird. Definitely not reflecting the streamer. I died because I didn't hit my shot. No, just do the headshots. What's wrong with you? Why can't you just shoot the head? Should have just shot the head like I told you. It's because you didn't shoot the head. That's why you died. Should have listened. Yeah, should have listened. See, you didn't. You see, I said, just kill the enemy, and then you didn't kill them. That's why you died. Yeah. Well. Oh. Man, Zoomers these days can't even shoot some heads. Can't even shoot some oh my gosh. If you play TF2, you wouldn't die easily like that. Oh man. Okay, so what if on Monday we do 8 hours stream, but we save Lord of the Rings for later? We do Ghost in the Shell first, and then we do other stuff. I don't know, like a really long all day tatsu. Do kana? I'm gonna blame Ara. Wow. Wow, blaming external forces, huh? Imagine not being able to get one hit kill in every headshot, Zoomers these days. You need boomer veterans. If you didn't play Apex, you would not have been killed. Exactly. Back in the day, we couldn't even aim down sight. Live action? No, we're gonna watch the anime one from the 90s. Yeah. 8 hours of karaoke? Last time was 12. But we'll watch Ghost in the Shell and then sing and then talk. 1 hour of Ara Ara? What is burping Ara? How do you do that? Yeah, something else in mind. Let's do that instead. 7 hour drinking. 6 hour drinking stream after we watch Ghost in the Shell. All day. All day knocking back those drinks. Wait, a hedgehog using dial-up. Back in the day, I had to hike three mountains for 48 hours before I can get one headshot, and I only have one chance, and I had to get that kill, and I got that kill every time. I would walk 5 miles to school. I would study and then go home, take my headshot, go to bed, wake up, and do it all over again. Oh my god. Blade Runner. I've seen Blade Runner, I think. Yeah, I've seen it, but I don't remember much from it. I feel like it wasn't very memorable for me. I feel like the whole movie was spent being kind of like emo edgy. Again, I don't really remember what happened in that movie. I definitely think I watched it though. I just don't remember what happened. I remember there being like really like weird like projections on buildings and stuff, like projections of like women's bodies on like these buildings and stuff. I remember that from the movie. Well, we tell those, yeah, like exaggerate our stories and we tell the youngins. It's a movie that makes you feel stupid. Why? The movie is meant to be all gloomy. Remember in that movie, it's perpetual emptiness. Piano to 1,000 miles. Oh my gosh. You want to hear a really mundane story? Really mundane story. So, I got this like electric, like it's like a body shaver. It's supposed to be like really good for like, it's supposed to be really good for like full body. Because I got it at this like hair removal place because they were like trying to sell it to me. And then like. 'Cause I got like the hair on my I got like the hair on my arms and stuff like lasered off, right? But then it doesn't like disappear forever. In Japan it's really cheap to do it, okay? I'm just saying before you think like in Japan it's like really cheap to do it and they sell it all the time. You see on ads all over the train and stuff, so it's really common. But anyway, so they hard sell you their like products and stuff, so they sold me this like shaver for like it was like $80 or something. But it's actually pretty good. Now I realize it's actually pretty good. But I think I accidentally dumped the charger. I think I dumped the charger. I just recently realized that it's like kind of good. Like I like tried it for real because I bought it for a while and I didn't use it because I was like, man, why did I buy this thing? And then like I started like using it recently. I was like, oh yeah, I had this and I like tried it. And I was like, dang, it's actually really good. It's like super smooth after. And I think I dumped the charger because like I like saw this like charger. And then I saw this like charger thing that I was like, what is this for? And I must have dumped it like before I moved or something. Or I guess I was going to laser removal. Hey, that was like before I even streamed. So no. In fact, I paid for the hair removal myself. Thank you. before I even knew what VTubers were. What is a VTuber? Will you ever get a new charger? I don't know. I was going to go on Google see if they sell it or not. But it I don't know. Might be a lost cause. But I only just realized that it was kind of a good shaver actually. We plucked them out one by one. Oh my gosh. I guess don't get to feel the smooth arms. how do you project the how do you project the can maybe in 3D you can. Maybe you can in 3D. Yeah, like feather removal. We can Google for you while you're lying dead. Your neck's slightly tilted. I can do that while okay. Only arms and legs. Does that mean your back is still hairy? Oh my God. My back is okay. My back is fine. But if I'm feeling if I'm feeling self-conscious, if I'm feeling self-conscious, I can go to a a shaving salon. If I really feel like you know, I have to wear like a backless top or something, which is very extremely rare. That almost never happens. Then I could go to a go to a place where they shave it off for you, 'cause I don't think I can do it myself. I feel like I can't do it evenly. Well, it's normal though. Is carpet like a 60s rug? It's just normal, but it's like there's a shaving salon. Yeah, in Japan there's a salon for everything. To be honest, it's probably
completely unnecessary, but like there's even like face shaving for women, right? Like
you have these baby hairs on your face that you can't actually see. But they advertise it to you as like, it'll make your face like smoother and like lighter too, because you shave off like the hair on your face. And there it's like but you look in the mirror and you're like, but there's no hair. But where's the hair? But apparently they shave it off. So but like when they shave it off too, they actually take off the top layer of dead skin as well. So your face is like very, very sensitive after. Yeah, it's probably excessive. It's an excessive procedure. It's completely unnecessary. Yeah, they shave off the peach fuzz, basically. Yeah. But I don't know. Destroy all of micro hairs. Yeah. But hey, they do my eyebrows too, so I like that. But no. Now I just go for waxing. For my eyebrows, I get them to give me those like, give me the Korean brow, the K-pop brow, you know, the eyebrow that is like straight. I don't want the eyebrow arch. So they draw the line and then they make my eyebrows straight. So then I look nicer, because because I have these like. I mean, like a normal person, I have these like arched eyebrows like a normal person, but then like the trendy brow is like the straight brow, like in K-pop, right? So then, and then like the arch brow makes you look more like stern, you know? And then when I was younger, I used to have these like glasses that were, okay, I can't wear glasses that are too thin. As in, glasses are too rectangular. You know what I'm saying? Like those teacher glasses. Because I feel like they make me look so angry. Like combined with my eyebrows, I look like a school teacher. I always look like I'm gonna punish you or something. Like, and you just look so angry with the thin glasses on. So I always have to wear like bigger glasses. Like those like dad glasses, you know? From like the 90s that became more popular recently, those big glasses. Yeah. They make me look like nicer. Like less angry, less stern. but now I realize that I could also just like take the anger out of the eyebrows by making them slant down more. Miss Lula punished us. Yeah, I basically look like Miss Asuka with those glasses on. And I didn't really like looking like a school teacher all the time, you know? So I legit look like that school teacher character with the stern like face. Yeah. Like not an angry bird, but like I don't know, just like very, very sharp looking, you know what I mean? So I try to like soften a lot of these things. Madame Asuka. Yeah. Anyway, this is very it was very girly talk. But I enjoy getting the eyebrow shaped thing now. It's always makes me feel very happy when I see the eyebrows and I'm like, wow, these look nice. These are nice brows. When I leave the salon, I'm like, I like these brows. They look nice. Yeah. Stay after school. Wow. After school detention. But there's only one student in the room. Sounds like a sus plot. Self-care talks are always fun. Yeah, and I enjoy self-care stuff a lot. Even if there's like no occasion, I like to go a lot because I feel like those are like therapeutic things for me. Like even if I don't need it for anything, there's no purpose for it. I really like doing it. Can you draw it? What, the detention thing? Or what, the eyebrows?
Eyebrows on fleek. Oh, ASMR ideas. Wow. What will even happen in that ASMR scene? What will even happen? I had my eyebrows arched once and everybody knows and says something about it, so I never did it again. I'm too shy. Oh. You could probably get it done very subtly. Yeah. Or you could just pluck the parts between your eyelid and the top of your brow. Just don't overdo it. Keep a little bit of the stray hairs so it still looks natural. But take out some of the hairs that are between that are like when you close your eyes, the part of your skin that is like above your eyeball, you can sort of clean up that part a little bit. And if you have like a unibrow or something, clean up the middle part maybe. Just take a small shaver that people use for maybe like people those really small shavers that they sometimes sell. You can have those. They probably sell them at Daiso or something. Like a smaller shaver you can shave between your brows if you really need that. Yeah. Hannibal after his eyebrow arching. Getting bad grades on purpose so that I can get detention to fix my... Wow! Wow! Tina Fey in Mean Girls. She's like, you don't have to pretend to be dumb to impress boys. I'm a pusher. Katie, don't you understand? The one scene for the anime Miru tights. Oh. Oh, Tina Fey from Mean Girls is kind of like that. Like, she has the glasses. She's like the school teacher with the glasses. With the hot school teacher. Right? She kind of plays that role, right? In that movie. I just realized. She's supposed to be the hot teacher. Miss Asuka wears big round glasses in class and then changes to square ones for detention. Wow. It's like changing care becomes stern teacher. Oh. Yeah, I think my burrito bowl did have sour cream, but I think the person who worked there didn't put a lot. I was very disappointed looking at how little cheese they put into my burrito bowl. We need a teacher ASMR stream. Wow. Does everybody here have a teacher fantasy? Dang. Is it like a schoolboy thing? Everybody? We need to draw Ms. Asuka. Stop retracting. Wait, what did he say? No? Maybe? No? We do. Okay, maybe. No? Oh. It is Lua Sensei. I'm open to try anything. How is Japanese Mexican food? Honestly, they're just copying American Mexican food, so it's not copying Mexican food. Not everybody. For me, it's multiple teachers. Wow. You're a DD for teachers, huh? Detention. Wait, DD stands for Daredemo Detention. Detention ASMR. Insult us, tell us how stupid we are. I feel like being told what to do. Oh, I have teacher PTSD. Oh my god. Where do we get a burrito bowl? I don't remember seeing any kind of Mexican food when I was in Japan. You have to go to kind of like nice parts of the city, I think. There are. There's like a few chains in cities that sell it. But you have to go to like you have to go to like kind of pop in places. It's like, yeah. I don't mind dropping by Lua Sensei's ASMR stream, honestly. No, our next ASMR theme is probably the yoga ASMR. I haven't been in a detention before. Oh, your first detention. Okay. Wow. I'll be the only one who loses it after class. Wow. Dare de mo detention da yo. Wow. These puns. First ever detention. Oh my god. Yoga. Yeah. Next one I have in my schedule that I put down was yoga. Like sports ASMR. Like sports instructions, yoga instructions, and like that sort of stuff. I don't know. I was just thinking about like doing something like that. Yeah. I remember getting detention or napping class, really. Not my first detention. Oh. What happens if we do detention? If we skip detention? Oh, well, then you'll never find out what happened, because what happens in detention stays in detention. So I guess you're never gonna find out. I've been in detention for a class fight once, really? Oh. How many times I got that? What, detention? Really? Oh, I don't think I've ever been in detention. I was a very good kid, if kind of forgettable, actually. A ruler for sound? I don't. I have a measuring tape. Does that sound painful? I could use a belt instead. Yogasmer. Oh. I walked out of my first detention. Wow, boycotting detention. Huh. I mean, don't everybody walk out of their detentions? What do? You just fly out of it? Jump out of it? Yeah, I was a bad kid, but good grades, so they let me off easy. Really? Ooh, then you're smart. I didn't initiate that fight. It was one of the scummy prefects. Wow, I see. I was stuck in the principal's office for a couple times because I bogged the kid for stealing my yearbook. Oh my gosh. Why did they steal your yearbook? I'm dreaming of teacher Lua in a bit. Oh. Okay. You'll be like, oh, you're having trouble with this problem. And I'll go over, pull up a chair. From the desk next to you and sit down and help you with the problem, right? That's the scene. Use that big wooden roller to add to the immersion. I skipped detention once and got another one. Oh, there's actually a voice pack where I'm like your tutor, right? I just remembered I did that voice pack. Extra napping time, huh? Better let us go to recess early? Sure. Sure, if you'd still like to go to recess after your first ever detention experience. Making chalkboard noises, is that gonna be pleasant? Let me show you how to get headshots in Apex. Oh my god. Wow. In my high school, they didn't call it detention, they call it in-house? Really? Oh. Teacher Lua, please smack me with a ruler. I need to wake up. Wow. Does that help? Does that help? Huh. Wow, you keep deleting. You keep removing messages. We saw. It's too late. It's too late. I read it out loud. Chalkboard noises can be pleasant, really. Detentions aren't a thing in my country. Oh. a school suspension. But a suspension is like not being able to go to school for a couple of days. I think that's different, no? Throwing chalk across the room into your head. That's a scene from a Stephen Chow movie. Currently looking up teacher references. We don't have detentions too, just smacking with a huge ruler. I see. Can't prove anything. I got chewed out often in school for not doing work. It made me feel quite stupid. That's the detention experience. Oh. We never had chalkboards. Yeah, I think by the time I was in middle school, they only had like whiteboards. And then they introduced like these smart boards. I remember it was like a transition period and teachers had a lot of trouble, but they had to write on these like smart boards that were connected to the PC. But they were basically these big screens that they had to write on with this pen. A Stephen Chow watch along. I think my favorite is God of Cookery. Although I watched it back again, and it's actually pretty dumb. I remember laughing a lot when I first watched it, though. Yeah. Oh my gosh. How smart are those boards? The teachers always have problems with it. They're like, oh, it's not connected. Let me try again. High-tech school? Kinda, yeah. They introduced these, like, smart boards, like, really early on, yeah. Kung Fu Hustle is actually, yeah, it's one of my favorites. Landlady is great. I love the running scene. The running scene in Kung Fu Hustle is so fun. All of them are dumb, and that's why they're fun, yeah. Chalkboard, whiteboard, digital board for all in my entire school years. Wow, really? I don't think I've ever had blackboard, actually. I've never had the chalkboard. It was all whiteboard and then digital board for me. By the time my brother was in school, everybody had a laptop. Yeah. Everybody got a laptop from the school and you can use it for class. It's crazy. We used to write in notebooks, even though the teacher was writing on this digital board. Running scene like the Roadrunner. God of Cookery was the best. Yeah. I love the scene where they bite into the meatball and then the juice like spurts out. Chalkboard for elementary school, whiteboard for the rest. Oh. Three board generation. Yeah. Mostly use whiteboards. A few of my high school teachers use smart boards, and most of them stuck with whiteboards. I see. Only school that I went to that had chalkboard was also in a town that had less than 900 population. Oh, really? What is a digital board? I don't know. It's like a big like screen that got like placed in front of the whiteboard, and then it's actually connected to the PC for the teacher, and then like you write on it with like a pen, like a tablet pen type thing. Yeah. Substitute teachers always use whiteboard markers on the smart board. No, really? Oh my god, that's awful. Nah, that would never happen in my school. I think we only had substitute teachers that were like trained. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Teachers, like if I don't, like, I don't know, I was a really quiet student in class, so teachers could, like, never remember my name. And I think I also just, like, didn't have, like, a... I have those, like, really, like, how do you say, like, very, I don't know, you know how some people have features that are really, like, really stand out? Like, if you have, like, really big eyes, really small eyes, or, like, really big nose, really small nose, really big face, really sharp face, or, like, really big lips, really small lips, or whatever. For me, everything is, like, kind of in the middle. I feel like everything is very in the middle. So I feel like I'm like not very, and I also don't, I also am really quiet, so I must be not very memorable. Oh, welcome to the Verbologist Lab. Hello. Reggie fills a mech. Hello, hello. That's so hurtful to hear. What do you mean? The wipe, the boards being drawn on, you mean? Digital boards sound fancy, but why don't they just draw on a tablet and have the tablet connected to the projector instead? What time period do you think this is? Tablet who? When what are tablets? Oh my God. In that sense, you'll be pretty memorable. Maybe, maybe. Were you anime me sitting way next to the window? No, not really. I have friends in class. I have friends in class. It's just that my friends are more memorable, and then but the teachers still forget my name, even though I'm like literally right there. I look like someone who moved all the character sliders to the middle. Yeah, kind of, yeah. The Thanos type perfectly balanced. Maybe, maybe. Yeah, I was told I have a really good face for a makeup model. Like, I actually got invited to be a makeup model before by this girl who was like a makeup student because I have like a really like just like middle of the line. Like, there are no features on my face that are particularly overpowering. You know what I mean? So then she actually invited me to be her makeup model because then it's like blank canvas. I don't know if that was a good thing or not. I had a white teacher that mistook me for another Asian student. Oh my gosh. Oh dear. In manga, my face doesn't have drawn features. I'm like an NPC face. Have you ever used an overhead projector? Yeah. Yeah. It's a good face to have. Yeah, I've never had troubles because of it. If that's how you put it, yeah. But it's also I realized like not very memorable maybe. Or it's kind of like I don't know, sometimes I can't imagine how I look like. Like if you try to imagine right now what your face looks like, I like can't imagine what my own face looks like. I don't remember what I look like until I look in the mirror. Yeah, maybe she was complimenting you. Yeah. Well, I think it's probably a good thing. But yeah. But I think also because of that, like, teachers never remember my Yeah. Doesn't know you're a VTuber. And also being quiet, probably. Being a good spy. Oh my God. Is driving curly hair. Oh, wow. Very curly hair. That's cool. I like mirror me more than photo me. We always look better than in the mirror, and then, yeah. Yeah. Well, being photogenic is just all about knowing your like angles and stuff. So it's almost like taking a million pics of yourself until you find like the best one. You know, everybody who uploads like good pictures of themselves probably took like 100 pictures before they found the one that was like, oh, this is good. My selfie always looks awkward. Yeah, that's you need a lot of practice to find like the angles. For me, like in front of my face, slightly below is the best angle. The above angle is not good. Like slightly below the face for me is like actually the best angle. The strand of hair that's out of place in your pics. How many do I take? Not that many now that there are apps that clean up your photo. When you're taking it, you don't really have to take nearly as many photos to get the perfect one anymore.
If you take your selfies using the app Snow, there's an app, there's a, I think there's a Korean app called Snow, just like snowing, snow app, and you look beautiful every time. You look beautiful every time you take a photo in that app, and you're like, oh, I have perfect skin. So you don't have to worry, and it like removes your eye circles, your everything, like yeah. So you don't have to worry about like how it looks like. Yeah, if you really just like have to take a selfie or whatever reason. But this app like makes everything look really good. Beauty mode for every single shot. I mean, you can edit it. Yeah, cheating, but I know, right? But hey, if everybody is cheating, then you have to cheat too. You have to level the playing ground. You can't let other people be the only ones who cheat. You have to cheat too. Auto Photoshop selfie app. Yeah. I used it before, refused to believe that's me. You can lighten the filters a little bit if you want something to look more like you. But yeah, dude, that app lets you like micro edit all your features too. Like you can like take a photo and then you can edit it in the app and you can literally like make your face smaller, make your eyes bigger, make your hair, change your hairline. You can like change the shape of your nose and everything. Like it can do all of those things, and you can even like morph your waist, make your legs longer. I don't know, like it's crazy. Will Lua Senpai finally notice me with this app? Just be careful when you morph your picture to not morph your background around you too. I've tried to take these like meme photos where I take this like full body photo and I want to do this like really bad photo, like those influencer photos where it's really obvious that they morph the area around their butt to make their butt look bigger. So I tried to do that to be like, okay, I'm gonna take this like full body photo and I'm gonna make my butt as big as possible and then morph the area around my butt so that it looks like the gravitational pull around the booty is so big that it is changing, it is morphing the background around me. Yeah, it's because it's so massive. I had a lot of fun with the app. It's so funny. It's not because I changed the size of my butt in the photo, it's because the gravitational pull around this thing is so massive. It's like pulling the background. It's Oh my God. You try it. You can try it. You can like change the sizes of like stuff. It's so funny. The influencer Reddit where they show the before and after Photoshop is insane. Yeah, nothing is real on Instagram. See, if everybody is becoming Instagram famous with these fake photos, you can do it too. A super massive black hole, yeah. What about the boobs? Do they even have that function? I'm really scared to. Oh, I don't want to open the app because it might stop my Twitter space. Yeah. It's okay. I don't really need. I don't really need for the boobs. It's all right. I think for my size. And for my like for the kind of person I am, this is fine. This is fine. I'm already out of like me, my mom, my sister, I'm already the biggest one, okay? So I don't have any self-esteem issues regarding that. So it's fine. But I also don't have back problems, so it's fine. I don't have such self-esteem issues around that. Yeah. Any size is good. Yeah. Hey, all boobs are boobs, okay? All boobs are boobs.
All boobs are boobs. I won the family genetic lottery. Did I? Let me think. Well, the only thing I lost is the allergy to shrimp. Acceptance or copium? Not really. Genuinely. Genuinely never had any issues. Yeah, any size is good, but hey. From burb to burbling, Lua size is best though. No bad booba, only better. Well, no, all booba is good booba though. We accept all. Yeah, we don't discriminate based on booba size. How about my brother? Oh God. Well, now that he's a gym rat, maybe they're growing. I don't know. Lua size, yes. Perfectly as she needs to be. Yeah. Well, yeah, you could rest your head on the booba no matter what the size is, you know? Does he have nice pecs? I have no idea. Ray, do you want to go ask him? Lua's size is the golden ratio, the Bermuda Triangle. Oh my God. Sure. Oh man. A bouncy and comfy sleep. Ask him personally. Yeah. Just give him a call right now. Oh man. Lua pillow merch. When? Maybe next year. Man. This is crazy, but like for my next like outfit and like hairstyle and stuff, probably gonna have a different artist for it because like my mama's too busy next year. Yeah, so then probably gonna try and get like a different artist for it. Yeah, I sent Koshta all these like artists the other day. Try and find someone who would be like a good artist. Yeah. But he said only for next year though, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. That'd be interesting. Yeah. So they'd like keep the base, like the face and everything is gonna be the same. No, the face would be the same. The face doesn't get redrawn. But it's just that the hair and like the clothes will get like drawn over in a way. You know what I mean? Like the layers for that. Yeah. It's not like getting a new mama. That's different. The mama's gonna be the same. It's just that the outfit design and like the hairstyle and stuff might be a different artist, yeah. No. Booba size is going to be the same because they're going to draw over the existing template, basically. That's how it works when you have, like, a different costume designer versus, like, the mama. Yeah. It's different. It's not changing mama. It's, like, the base is going to be exactly the same. Nene's face had better rigging and more emotes drawn. Yeah, I think she got a different rigger for her second outfit. Yeah. I really like the hair too. I hope it doesn't change too much. Yeah, I'm thinking about what I'd want for my second hairstyle. I can't decide. I really like how the pigtails, the long pigtails look on me.
like, you know those assets you guys drew? I really like how the pigtails look. I was thinking, what if it's like two like big pigtails? But then I don't know. Yeah, I was also thinking about ponytail would be nice, but then I really want the hair to come down the front too. Like, you'd be able to see the hair more. Yeah. Okazan hair, no, I don't really like that hairstyle. I want like poofy. Ponytail would be nice. Yeah, but like it's like two high pigtails, not low pigtails. I want high and then really big curly. A side ponytail. Oh, maybe, yeah. Yeah, I can't decide what I want. Oh, maybe space. Oh, what about space buns? But with like curly hair coming down the side. So imagine like my current hair, but like the front part is tied up in these like space buns. I don't know. But it's like pigtails, but with like these buns off top. That'd be kind of cute. Yeah. Tsundere look. Yeah, I like all those expressions too. I want the heart eyes and the star eyes. I want the tongue that everybody has, you know? I want all of that stuff too. Yeah. Soon, guys, soon. We only need to reach 35k. We'll be there. We'll get there. Yeah. soon. That would look cute. Yeah. Hair buns, like, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. The Kuching hair, but then, like, I think bigger ponytail. Like, you know how she has, like, the long, like, ponytail coming down from the buns? I was thinking about, like, but what if that, but, like, bigger? Like, more hair coming down from that. I think that'd be very cute. Yeah. I'm probably going to draw it out and show it. That's what I'm thinking would be really nice. And then, like, hair accessories, you know? Be cute. Good luck on your work. Oh, you going back to work? All right. Good luck on your work. Bye-bye. Yeah. I vote for that style. Yeah, that'd be exciting. But yeah, guys, I'm so excited for it. Did I talk about 30k merch yet? We're getting all this, the art that we're getting for it. Oh, wait, I talked about it. Okay. Wait, I didn't want to spoil what kind of art it was. Okay, yeah, I'm not going to tell you guys what art it is. It's going to be cute, though. It's going to be kind of cute. Very idol-like. Yeah. Should we make a poll about what hairstyle Lua should try next? Would you see yourself wearing short jeans for alternate clothing? Oh, maybe. Ooh. Not in detail? Yeah. Don't worry. It's gonna be nice. It's gonna be like a set. And I think this time there'll be more signed stuff too. But maybe not a postcard. We'll have something else this time. But I'll sign some stuff too. So maybe we can do another stream where I sign stuff on stream. That was good, right? Like, you can reference in the exact moment when I like signed your card. How's everyone today? Good. Short jeans or long ripped jeans? Oh, that's kind of unconventional for a VTuber. I don't know if it'd be supported by Koshta. Art and your signature for 30k? Yeah. Your coffee cup, yeah. Casual outfit for the artwork looks so refreshing. Yeah. Getting off work soon? Good, good, good. I think the two I've been hoping for haven't been claimed yet. Ooh, which one are you hoping for? Which one are you hoping for? Maybe you can get the other shark. Then that means you and Kone-senpai are married now. Gotta pay shipping for my postcard? Oh. Okay. Combining with the keychain. Ah, okay. Yeah, who has the other shark? No, maybe nobody wants to admit they have the other shark. Oh no. No, tell me because I want to know. Oh my gosh. Mine's still shipping, got it? Oh, okay. Oh. I got the flower and never posted it. Ah, okay. The flower. Okay. Nice. Yeah. Maybe whoever got the other shark didn't want to say. I've been waiting to know. I know everybody's dying to know who has the other shark, guys. Please. Had to consolidate stuff. Should get it next week. Oh, okay. I wanted Cat Girl Lua. Oh, the one with the cat. Oh, okay. Yeah, nobody has posted that one yet, I think. Nobody has claimed it. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Because you tag that stream, right? Maybe you'll get what you wish for. I forgot which one I was aiming for. Don't be shy, just tell us. Yeah, exactly. Just tell us. That's fun. Wow. One with the blushy face. Yeah, that one's pretty cute too. That one's cute. Yeah. Okay, exciting. All right, yeah, definitely let me know which one you guys get. What if they don't use Twitter? The world will never know. Yeah, actually, surprisingly, a lot of people aren't on Twitter. Well, surprisingly, Diuka. I feel like there's a lot of people who lurk who aren't on Twitter. The light sticks are better than the shark. Light sticks are nice. Light sticks are very good. Yeah. I just want the Lua signed. The one Lua signed. I'll be happy. And I have two cards coming, so win-win. Oh, fun. I mean, I signed all of them, so you're in luck. Twitter already has bad reputation for a long time. Yeah. Missing out on Twitter spaces. Yeah. I like everything on Twitter if I don't really post. Right. Yeah. Right. Oh yeah, you're right. Don't really post. Mainly for following VTubers, honestly. Right. You can't not win, that's right. I use Twitter too much. Yeah, you're like, you know when I post a tweet? And then like and then you like it immediately and I'm like, oh my gosh. He's on Twitter 24/7. Trigger happy with the like button. Good for those who didn't use Twitter. They didn't have to face harsh reality of Twitter. I mean, you don't have to like explore the rest of Twitter per se. Just turn off like the Twitter timeline and make it chronological so that it's only people you follow, then you can really curate what you can see. Yeah. Calling me out. Yeah. Oh gosh, hissy. People who do that are admitting that they do it. Yeah. Yeah. Following VTubers and all those anime artists. Yeah. Notification alert. I like notifications. Yeah. It feels like you're getting a text, right?
Yeah, I get an alert immediately. I reactivate my Twitter just to tune into your space. Good, good, good. My Twitter is mostly VTubers and anime art. I mean, it's good for following, like, your interests and stuff. Wainalua is my oshi. Yay. I use notifications. Yeah. I think ever since all the other, like, ways of, like, being in, like, a community died, everybody went on Twitter, you know? All of a sudden, you're in a Twitter fight. No, you engage in Twitter fights. I never reply to anything, ever. I do lurk a lot, though, because I, like, check out, like, trending and stuff a lot. Okay, this is gonna be kind of like a not safe for work topic to, like, discuss, but, like, there was this, okay, it's really funny, okay? I was talking about this with my coworker today. She came in, she was like, did you know about, like, that baseball player and, like, what happened? And I was like, oh my god, I know. It's Ketsana Kette de shou. It was trending on Japan Twitter. And okay, this is the story of, like, what happened, right? But there's I saw Ketsana Kette was trending. I was like, what the heck is that? So Ketsana Kette means, like, it's decided it's gonna be the butthole, is what that means, okay?
Okay. And then, guess what the context of this is? So it's about this baseball player who, like, had all this, like, dirt published about him on this, like, tabloid magazine because someone, like, leaked these, like, line, like, messaging app screenshots to this tabloid where he was, like, messaging with this girl who, like, he was who's just, like, one of his flings or, like, whatever, right? And then his texts were, like, really creepy. And then people were making fun of him because he was saying, like, she was doing this thing where she was like, oh, I don't really want to, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, no, you need to be punished. It's been decided it's going to be the butthole tonight. And he sounded really forceful, but he said it, like, in a really, like, a meme. He said it like it was a meme. So it was really funny. So then now everybody saw the text, and then now, like, people, like, post his picture, and they're like, "It's gonna be the butthole tonight." And it's like his picture, and that's, like, been, like, the meme in like Japanese Twitter. Okay, like all of Japanese internet is just, like, making fun of him. Oh my god. And then I was looking at the memes, and even comedians were, like, making jokes. It was actually really funny because of the way he texts like a ojisan. Like, he texts like those he texts, he kind of, like, writes messages like an old man, like creepy old man. It's like, once you become a meme, you're done. You might as well retire. I think at first people were like, well, you know, maybe people forgive him because he's a good baseball player. But then he's never gonna live down the meme, so. And no, now he's gonna, it's quite brutal. Yeah, Japanese Twitter is brutal, 100%. But this has been like the internet topic recently. Just to explain what happened. I was like, what the heck is this? I clicked on it and I was like, oh my god. And I read the whole article because it was like, it was so crazy. Because I think, like, I mean, obviously there's a lot of he said, she said, and whatever, but, like, the article in the tabloid was, like, crazy. Is there a meme template for this? Oh man. If you want to be famous quickly, just post something stupid. Oh my gosh. Send it to the tabloid. Pay them off to write about you. Oh my god. Yeah, so that's a Japanese trend. Japanese Twitter trend. A aside of the meme for his Knicks game. I'm sure people do. Like, he's never gonna live it down. Like, literally at the game, it'll be like butt stuff. Like, and everybody's gonna, he's gonna be reminded of this all his life. Twitter has a main character every day, and you never want to be this main character. Yeah, 100%. Oh man, but the memes are pretty funny. and then also like people would like reply with that line to like random things. Like, I see you need to be punished. Can you see who voted in polls on Twitter? No, I can't. Yeah. I see you did something bad. That's what people say. He must be amazing at baseball if he's going to go that fast. Oh my god. Give us one what? Wait, what? Oh my gosh. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. It was just funny. I forgot about it for a sec, but my coworker just came in. She was like, "Oh my god, did you see that meme?" And I was like, "Yes." And I started explaining the meme to my other coworkers in a loud voice, while one of the senior coworkers in the back in like a meeting, like an important phone call, and I was like loudly explaining in the office about butt stuff. I was like, yeah, so you know about, like, and they're like, shh. And I talk slightly more softly, but then the volume gets, like, slowly gets louder and louder as I explain it. Because I can't stop laughing. Every time I laugh, it's so loud. Oh my god. This is what was happening when I was office. It was after all the meetings finished, and then I spent actually an hour chatting, and this was like part of the office talk. It was waiting for someone to ask about the meme. I mean, I didn't have anybody talk to about the meme about. Oh my god. Casual burn stuff. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm pretty loud when I'm excited. No, I'm definitely a very loud voice when I was like having lunch with my boss. Like, the reason why I had to go in today was because I had to do like my annual like evaluation, and then like, and also my boss took me to lunch, and then like she and then we were like talking, and then like one other coworker came in, and we were talking at the coffee shop because she was like, oh, I'll buy you like a dessert or something. And I didn't want dessert. I wanted a coffee because I was actually running late this morning because I accidentally went back to sleep. And I thought that I had snooze on, but my snooze was actually off. So I slept for 40 more minutes instead of 7 more minutes. But anyway, so then I lied and I said that I took the wrong train, because it was my first time taking the train to the office from my new place, and I just said I took the wrong train. Sorry, I'm gonna be 30 minutes late. And it was fine. It worked out. But like, but then, so we were at this like coffee shop, and I was like, oh, I really needed my coffee. I didn't have coffee this morning. And then my other coworker came in. She was the one who asked me about who asked me about the meme. But she came in. She was like, oh my god, I thought I heard like a really familiar voice from like outside, and it really was you. She heard me laugh from the outside. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Did you dress better than the usual band tour t-shirt? I had my work clothes on. my work blouse and my work pants. Man, yeah, I was saying like, oh my gosh, like when like Japan opens borders and I'm like outside and stuff, maybe I have to try to like not laugh so loud or something. Oh my god. If anybody who has ever watched me hears me laugh, you're gonna immediately know it's me. Oh my god. I just so loud. Yeah. And stockings? No, it's too hot for stockings still. But I bought these new Uniqlo pants. They're like leggings pants. They're kind of nice. Lou around. Wait, listen meters effective range. Oh, distinctive laugh. Oh dear. Yeah, distinctive laugh, but because I don't laugh loudly during class, the teacher doesn't remember my name, huh? No stockings, not in this weather. Yeah. I remember when I met with Nene for the first time. When was it? Oh, we actually, yeah, last year we just met to like hang out and we went to karaoke together. That was when we had the karaoke space last year. But then I remember meeting her and then she was just like, "Oh my God, Lua, you just sound the same as on stream." I was like, "I know, I do." This is what I sound like. This is how I talk. I really thought, yeah, that was legendary. Yeah. Yeah. This is how I sound like all the time. Is that a bad thing? No, it's not a bad thing. But it's kind of about like, oh, but then like people, but then like it's you'd be like easy to recognize or like whatever, I guess. Imagine ever like being in like a meeting at like work and then people are like, "Oh, I recognize your voice. I feel like your voice is so familiar." Nah, Nene sounds like Nene. That's not true. Isn't that how it's supposed to be? What isn't what it's supposed to be? If you had a streamer voice, what would it be? I actually don't know. I don't really think I can keep up. Maybe more similar to like a phone voice, a telephone voice, you know? Like just speaking like, "Hello? Hi. My name is Lua. I have a question about the burgers that you guys sell. Yeah, I was wondering if your burgers have cheese." "Okay. Oh, they do have cheese. Okay, that makes sense." Yeah, my phone voice. Yeah, my customer service voice, exactly. Yeah. Jack Frags. I had no idea who that is. I get asked if I have extremely meek and polite. Yeah. Kind of, yeah. I guess. GPS Lua. This one sounds like it's your, yeah, it's my debut voice, right? "Hello? Hi. Hello?" My voice pack voice. Yeah, I think that voice is like when I'm like trying to sound nice in a way. Like when I'm like actively trying to sound like what I think in my head is like, "Oh, this sounds nice." But I don't really know if it actually does or not. I mean, I don't have that much control over it. But it's 'cause like you sometimes meet like people who are like very, very, very good at like character voices and stuff, you know? So you never know. I'm not particularly good at it. Yeah, both are very nice. Oh, thank you. When I got my Kickstarter one, I was like, "Who's this?" Oh, the Kickstarter, like, "Thank you for supporting the Kickstarter." This voice. Thank you. When I hear myself, when I listen, I would try to copy my debut voice. Are you the type that goes back to your voice recordings and VODs and analyzes the way you speak? Yes. Yes. You know, after every time I stream a karaoke and like, or even just like talking, I listen back to check. I check volumes and I check, how the singing sounded. And whether I like try to analyze if I need to be closer or farther to the mic, if I need to change my settings and stuff. I do that a lot, actually. Sometimes I listen to myself to see. Lua doesn't care. I don't know. It depends. Yeah. I think sometimes it depends on what I'm saying. Yeah. Some things sound better in a certain way. I went back to catch what I missed. Yeah, what about it? What about it? I called myself a great roller coaster. Wait, what was I trying to say? Wait, really? The Bar 11 ones? What about them? Did I say that? What did I mean by it? What did I mean by it? Explain. I don't remember. What? Prego but Umesh. Ooh, sounds fun. Oh my gosh. I was talking about Roller Coaster Tycoon. Maybe I meant that I was going to make a great roller coaster. Or I'm going to be a great roller coaster builder. I don't know. What was I talking about? I already scheduled a Roller Coaster Tycoon. But it's going to be in 2 weeks' time. Because I put it into the game permissions sheet just in case I might need it. Yeah. I'm going to make the best roller coaster. Yeah. I said a lot of weird things during the stream. No! No, they're not that weird. Hey, weird is just a matter of perspective. It's not a... Weird is a matter of perspective. Yes, you are. Oh my god. Thrilling amusement park. Yeah, we are all great roller coasters. Yeah. Roller coaster tycoons, I know. I love Roller Coaster Tycoon. I my favorite part is dragging janitors around to clean up the vomit. It's only weird if you think it's weird. Exactly. It's not weird if you don't think it's weird. Your tattoos are the best, especially the drinking ones. Wow. Oh man. I always try to think of fun things to talk about. Burblings are normal people. We are. Yeah. We live in a very normal Burb mansion. Would you ride roller coasters? I can, but I don't like the really scary ones. I like the mild roller coasters. Like the ones that go up and down a little bit, but I don't like the ones with a lot of like flipping around or a lot of like vertical drops. I hate those. But I really like the sort of slower coasters that like bump you around a lot. Do you know what I'm talking about? Oh, wait, what was the one that we discussed about? I think Chomper was the one who talked about it on Twitter. But it was like, was it Goofy's Mansion? Or like, what was it? Kind of like that ride. Where it's like kind of like a roller coaster, and it looks like a baby roller coaster, but it actually makes you feel like you're bumping around a lot. I love those, like, ooh, it's a little bit fast, but it's not that fast where I feel like my face is gonna get ripped off, you know? I really like that level of thrill. Like that middle level of thrill, I think is really fun. I love kids roller coasters. Roller coasters made for kids. The ones are just a little bit exciting, but like not too big. Where I feel like I'm gonna like get dragged off. I really like those. Yeah. I don't like most roller coasters because I have to take my glasses off. I see, I see. I like kids' roller coasters. I feel like it's just the exact amount of thrill that I like in roller coasters. Yeah. I'll take the baby roller coasters. I can't handle actual roller coasters. Right. I don't like them. I usually just don't go. How about Haunted Mansion? What do you mean, like haunted houses? I don't like horror haunted houses. I don't like being surprised. My favorite ride in I think Disney. Wait, is it Disney? I really like the Indiana Jones ride. That's a fun ride. In Universal Studios, or is it Universal? I like the Spider-Man ride. What is a Haunted Mansion ride? Disneyland and LA separated the kids and adults coasters. Oh, did they actually? They actually? There was a July 4th when I was going to Disneyland in LA like a couple of years back, but for some reason that day, that was the story that I told you guys about how United like canceled all the flights to LA from that particular airport that day, and then because for some reason there was some problem with the connections to all of the flights that were going to LA that day. So then like me and my cousin, we were like trapped in the airport. We actually booked different flights, but like all of the flights to LA were canceled. And that's how me and my cousin and this other girl, we all shared a hotel room because mine was the only one that actually got canceled, and theirs were delayed and delayed and delayed until they didn't have to give them a hotel room anymore. Yeah, so that was actually us trying to go to Disneyland for July 4th. Yeah. But I have really bad memory. I don't remember much from it. I think I remember going to California Adventure, but I don't remember. That was the time I made a friend. Yeah. I've never been to Universal Studio. Universal Studio is fun. It is fun. I worked in a haunted house one year and was fairly fun. I missed the year where I could have dragged people off. Oh my God, that's so scary. Oh. I made a friend. Yeah, it was a Oh, crazy experience though. Oh, I'm getting sleepy. Yeah, crazy experience. I don't have much memory about like things. I think I focus so much on the things that are like currently happening. I feel like my brain doesn't have enough RAM to store all the memories of all the things. Yeah. Like for my annual review for my work, I had to like list out a lot of the projects that I worked on in the past year and like what I worked on, and I like can't remember most of it. I actually like went through my entire calendar in the past year to see what I scheduled in. 'Cause I can't remember what I did, so I had to like actually like refresh my memory about what I did so I could write about it. Yeah. Super Nintendo World will open next year in Universal Studios. Ooh, that's fun. Wow. Yeah, I only focus on current stuff. I tend not to have so many like memories of like older things. Yeah. And memories can change and be fickle, exactly. They alter in your mind, right? Yeah.
そうだね。Okay. Well, anyway, it is 3 a.m., so I guess we can call it a day soon. You did a great job this year again. What do you want to drink, really? Our annual reviews are really thorough. I have to write my review of myself, and then my boss has to write a review of me, and then we kind of compare notes, and then at the end of it, I get like a new, usually you get a raise or not, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, oh boy, it's 3 a.m. Yeah. Oh my god, I'm so tired. Okay, well, I guess it's time to sleep, everybody. Yeah, stayed up for Twitter space, yeah. But we'll be playing Call of the Lamb tomorrow. So, tomorrow, if I have new cult members, I'm gonna name them by the first name in the recent events. So, I'm probably gonna go down that list. So, yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna do that. So, maybe if you've already been named before, but you're still on the list, maybe I'll make another cult member with your name, but like junior, or your name number two, or something like that. I think that'd be nice. I just want to be more systematic with how I do it. All right. Well, have a good rest. Thank you. Good night. A good night kiss? Do you want a wet kiss or a dry kiss? It's already tomorrow, Tashkani. It's already today. I haven't enlisted myself. Version 2.0, yeah. Is it the upgraded version? The younger version, for sure. Yeah. Okay. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Okay. A love kiss. Okay. Well, there you go. Good night. Good night. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye now. How do I end? How does one end the space? End.